Attitude Broadcasting presents The Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
The Mr.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
I like that song. I really do. Good old Turtles, Happy Together.
Worst.
What?
Worst Turtles.
No, the Turtles. It's the name of the band. Okay. Anyways, welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I know you were trying to make a joke, but I'm not going to let it go.
You say tell a joke? All right. No. Alexa, tell me a joke.
How do you count cattle with a calculator? Oh, this never gets old.
Anyway.
It does get old.
Sorry. It won't get old for a while for me.
Anyway.
Anyways, we're going to the Mr. versus Mrs. game show.
You got any music yet?
No. All right, so So this is how this works, all right? I am going to ask the Mrs. to answer a question. If I have to explain this again, I will be mad. I'm going to ask the missus to answer a question. And the mister has to match that question.
You're on the list.
All right. So it's that simple. And then vice versa, the other.
And then if he matches, he gets a point.
Right.
Ding, ding.
And
correct.
Just to let you know, Marty's not here this week because it's Thanksgiving holiday. So we have a new intern.
Gloria.
No. Iris. Iris is here this week.
Oh.
She's another intern. So she came up with the questions, and she did a good job this week. She said, for the missus, answers, and the mister has to match. So it's very clarified. A lot of clarification. Iris, you did a great job. Thank you for all your hard work. She did really good.
So here we go. Question one. This is for the missus, and the mister has to match it.
Okay, so we're clear.
So
I'm clear.
She's okay. Answering this. So yes. Right. Which is the best parade to watch on Thanksgiving? The Macy's, the Rose Bowl parade, or Novant Health Day parade, Houston,
Charlotte,
or Philadelphia?
So the Charlotte Thanksgiving parade was renamed to the Novant Health Thanksgiving Day parade because Novant Health sponsors it now.
Some people love that parade more than any of my grandfather. But, you know, there's some people.
I also think we don't tell them what the name is. We just turn it on.
How do you not know the difference? I mean, you see the Charlotte one, then you see the Macy's. There's a huge difference between the two.
Oh, there is.
Are you writing an answer?
Yeah.
Now, if you had asked what...
No, stop.
Stop.
Stop,
stop it.
I know what you're
doing. You're not hijacking this segment anymore. It stops now.
I like how she did. She's like, now, if you just...
I actually have a favorite parade, but it's not Thanksgiving.
But it's not... Oh, it's... Okay, well, let's do the answer on this one first.
And then we'll,
then you
and
can
then
share.
We'll tell you.
Don't hijack the show. Hashtag hijack.
You didn't have Detroit's on there.
Why would I have Detroit's parade on there?
It is the second oldest parade in the nation.
Is it really?
You know why it's the second oldest? Well, I'm surprised it is, actually, because all the bullets flying. But why?
There weren't bullets flying there, you know, 100 years ago.
What's the main...
First off, bad joke, sir.
All right, once we get done, can we answer the question?
I don't know that there are bullets flying in Detroit.
Okay.
It's not like their main street is a...
Can we finish this question? And
I
then
am. You write an answer. I'm done, man.
No, I want to know what the main mascot in Detroit's parade is.
I don't know, right, but I know
GMC?
I'm done.
I'll get into it. You don't like that one.
It's a politically incorrect game show today, apparently.
We're
correct? Fun game show today.
All right, there we go. You ready?
Are we trying to mimic the Saturday Night Live skit with Tom Hanks?
Yes.
All right, ready?
Go ahead.
Macy's.
I put Philly.
You put Philly?
Because I thought you liked
Macy's. Fun fact.
I didn't think you liked Macy's.
So, fun fact, my favorite parade, and I don't have many favorites for anything.
Oh, favorites! Right? You heard it here first.
And I don't actually have favorites for much, is the New Year's parade, the Mummers parade in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So you were half right. You just had the wrong.
So give me a half point.
No.
Judges said no. Anyways. All right. Number five. Mr. Answers.
And Mrs. I get a point if he gets it wrong, right?
No. See, that's how she won last one of the times.
That is not how I won.
That is how you won.
Stop. It's not my fault if he answers wrong all the time.
Stop trying to hijack the show.
Okay.
What is your husband's favorite food to eat on Thanksgiving? Wait, so what is your favorite food on Thanksgiving?
So it looks like their parade is a tiger. A Detroit Tiger mascot.
Really? You're still on Detroit?
So no, I'm very interested on what their main float is in Detroit. Because I've never seen Detroit's parade, and you said it's the second of all time.
Mr. Answer.
I know. I'm
answer the
on.
Question.
I'm answering the
what
question.
What is your favorite food to eat on Thanksgiving? Is it turkey, ham, or stuffing?
Ooh.
I think we know the answer after the segment that we just had. Ha ha!
It's ham.
Where apparently he eats 20 slices.
I'll
eat
some
turkey.
Don't let me forget, I'll eat turkey as well. Yeah. I do get ham and turkey, but turkey I'll eat like maybe 5 pieces and then I'll
get like 20 pieces.
And the ham isn't the Honey Baked Ham Company ham, but it is a. Glazed spiral
the
ham.
The glazed spiral.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good ham.
That's good ham.
All right. Here's round two.
Ham and pies.
Round two to the missus. Yeah. Stop it. Which one of these is the best side dish? The best. Green bean casserole, yams, or mac and cheese?
She's taking too long. I don't like how she's doing this.
There you go.
Green bean casserole.
There we go. All right. Question next part of the round. For the mister, what is your favorite dessert on Thanksgiving? Pumpkin pie, cherry cheesecake, or apple pie?
This is
cherry
tough.
Cheesecake.
Really?
Ugh.
I do love cherry cheesecake.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. If I had, we're doing a show. I can't say that.
Don't stop giving the look. No.
Okay. All right. What just happened?
I don't like this. I don't know what just happened. That was really, I don't, okay. Anyways, I'm moving on.
It is David S. Pumpkins.
Did you really just say David S. Pumpkins?
David S. Pumpkins,
yeah. Did you really just say David S. Pumpkins? Don't you dare.
Wow.
Don't you dare. What? Anyways, so pumpkin and pumpkin, or David
you
S. Pumpkin
to ask
over.
Your Alexa for an Uber home.
David S. Pumpkins. I don't know. Yours was worse with David S. Pumpkins over here.
David S.
Pumpkins. I had to get.
You put David S. Pumpkins in there?
No, I put pumpkin, and then I said David S. Pumpkins.
You should have wrote it down. And like...
All right. Well, hold on. So this is round three. What is the best pie you like to have on Thanksgiving? This is for the missus. The mister has to match. Pecan, pumpkin pie, or apple pie?
Who eats apple pie at Thanksgiving?
I like apple pie.
Sometimes.
Pecan.
If I can find good apples.
And I make it from scratch.
Oh, it is great. Okay. Are you making it this year?
Yeah, I'll make the pecan pie.
Thank goodness. Whew.
Okay.
Basically, pecans and a bunch of sugar in a pie crust.
It is awesome. It's great.
But it's good stuff.
Oh, okay.
So you asked number three. I guess you might as well.
Yeah, do it. All right. It's for a mister. What is your favorite thing to do on Thanksgiving? Sleep, eat, watch Cowboys play football, or all three? She just went right in. She's like, yep, I know.
All three. He likes to sleep. He likes to eat. Then he likes to sleep some more. And then he watches his Cowboys. And then he eats some more. And then he sleeps some more.
Here's my game plan for Thanksgiving Day. I have a game plan.
This is he's got a plan.
No, it's not a plan. It's a game plan. You know, because I don't play football. So it's a game plan. I have my game plan. I get up at like 8 because I got to get early breakfast in. All right, you got to get that out of the way. That's your lair. Yeah, that's your lair. That helps you to go into the main courses.
Coats the stomach for the later food.
All right, not only does Joy Chestnut enjoy eating, I do on Thanksgiving. Anyway, you know, you got to insulate the stomach first. Then
stop using this bad. Stop saying this.
Wow.
Then around 11, 12 o'clock is the main course. Okay, you get a good meal in at 11 or 12. Save you enough time until about 3 or 4 after the 12 o'clock game kicks off. So after the 3 o'clock, the second game gets ready to begin. You eat at 3 before the 4 o'clock game. You get another meal in then. Then you get another little – well, during the 4 o'clock game, you stay awake because it's Cowboys game. After that, you get one last little meal in at the end of the night at around 6 or 7. And you're good.
It's a lot of meals in one day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. The mister really. So Thanksgiving is a license to eat until he cannot move.
Absolutely. It's food coma.
I mean, like for most of us, it's just a time to eat a little more than usual and spend time with families. Nope. For the mister, it is what else is there that I can stuff in my face before I pass out.
Absolutely.
At 10 p.m.
Usually about 9. Wow. Is how good the game is. But yeah,
all
which
I know,
is, which is why he doesn't like to go to Black Friday deals.
No, that's not the reason. But yeah, usually it's like I really go on Amazon at 8 o'clock the next morning and see what deals they
got. I kind of agree with him on that because you can get better deals online now, right?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. You can.
Sometimes. But I'm really bad because we actually. So he goes to sleep and then I'll stay up and I'll keep hitting refresh until
I'm not going to a store and waiting and battling. Because, first of all, two things will happen. I will make somebody angry, okay, if I'm at a store. Or somebody's going to be very angry at me.
I was
going to
say the latter is the more likely scenario.
No, one to two is going to happen. So I'd rather stay at home.
No, I got you.
And get what I can get online.
All right, let's go. We are at round 4 here. Okay, this one's for the missus. If you could choose one place to spend Thanksgiving Day, where would it be? The mountains, the beach, or Disney?
Or do you have somewhere else you want to add in there?
So what? Wait, repeat the whole question for me.
Okay. If you could choose one place to spend Thanksgiving Day, where would it be? Mountains, the beach, or Disney? And let me ask the judges here, is that Disneyland or Disney World? The judges say Disney World.
Disneyland is too far.
I'm ready.
Oh, what was the question?
Are you?
He was doing
trying
something.
To dial a friend here to get an answer.
Yes, I was trying to dial a friend.
Right. Mountains.
All right, both mountains. It's a neck and neck game.
So why not? All right. Do you have somewhere else other than those three choices you'd rather go?
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving. Now, I will say real fast, we went to Sevierville a couple years ago, and we had a really, really, really great time.
Where?
Tennessee.
Sevierville. Yeah.
It's near Dollywood. Pigeon Forge.
Near Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So I really love the mountains for Thanksgiving. I would like at some point in my life to be in New York City for the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
At some point in my life, some it'd point. Be nice to just go and be there.
Besides New York, anywhere else that you would like to go for? I mean, mountains, beach, you know, that's about it. But
no, I mean, unless we were going to go to a reenactment up in Massachusetts.
All right. Well, New York it is.
All right. Okay. This one's for the mister. What is the best Thanksgiving Day movie? Or what Thanksgiving Day movie do you enjoy watching the most? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Grumpy Old Men, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, or National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
She just did Roy. All right.
Wow.
She really hates Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, no, she does.
Our interns are idiots.
Iris did a good job.
Well, for that, I'm playing Christmas Vacation next show.
You can watch that movie all you want to.
Listen, this is tough, all right? I mean, because
no,
listen,
it isn't.
No, Planes, Trains, Automobiles is great. Like, and believe it or not, no, listen, I love Grumpy Old Men because I'm getting that age. No, I loved that movie. I really do.
Charlie they were Brown like 70 in the movie.
Not even Charlie close. No. You don't like watching Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
How do you know?
Because every year when we watch it, you're like, oh my gosh, do we actually have to watch that?
Really?
Every year with the kids.
Fine.
Every year with the kids.
What, do you not like, you don't like Charlie
no,
Brown?
No, I do like Charlie Brown. I was never a big fan of
Charlie Brown Christmas, one. Very different. Yeah. Charlie Brown Halloween, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, like the Halloween, you know, there's a little.
I honestly forgot until today how much I'd like Grumpy Old Men. Really, of this list, that's probably the second favorite on this list for me.
Look.
You are a grumpy old man.
That's what you keep telling me. I'm meanie head. You remember?
You are meanie head.
Meanie head. There's a difference.
It's okay. I used that last week to him. I told him he was a meanie head.
All right.
He is a meanie head.
Anyways, all right. Last round here. Here we go. For the misses. What float do you look forward to seeing on the Thanksgiving parade this year? Macy's Thanksgiving parade. Is it Kermit the Frog, Pikachu, Charlie Brown, or Hello Kitty?
Is Kermit in the is the Kermit float going up this year?
Let's look real fast. Yes. Is.
Did you what? Is. I thought it was.
No, it is. Okay. I looked at it earlier. It's going up. Because these
Kermit,
are on the list for Macy's.
Kermit,
this year.
Hello Kitty, Charlie Brown, and Pikachu. Or Pikachu.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I already know her answer. That's the bad part.
He's verifying.
Oh, no. Oh, my fault.
Well, then why aren't you writing down your answer?
Because I was busy trying to find out some information.
Ready?
Yep.
Kermit.
Really?
Yeah.
Over Pikachu?
Yeah.
Oh. I always thought it was Pikachu.
You know, I'm closer to 50 than I am to 20, so... Kermit is a lifelong friend.
So this year...
He made the rainbow connection.
Yeah.
He did.
This year, they have in Macy's, you know, I'm going to share this real fast. They have Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which I don't remember
how
having
How can
that.
You share this really fast? The list of Macy's floats is like 40
No,
floats.
No, I'm not going to share it all of them. Okay. The newest... What they... Diary of a Wimpy Kid,
uh-huh.
Pikachu, they had... Pillsbury Doughboy?
They always had
I never... Really?
Yeah. SpongeBob, of course.
Yeah.
The Elf on the Shelf? They started that a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I hate that thing.
I'm still trying to figure out.
Hold on. We're going into that in a second.
Yeah. Skylanders Eruptor? I've never
met that. It is telling your kids that you're going to be surveillanced in your own home, and you should be okay with it.
Hey, whoa,
and we'll give you rewards for doing it.
I love Elf on the Shelf. I think it's one of the most genius things ever.
No.
Because it doesn't do that. It's just like the Tooth
Fairy. It does.
It's just like the Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy doesn't watch you 24/7. The Tooth Fairy comes and takes a tooth and gives you money. It is a one-time event when your tooth comes out. It is not a constant, and you never know where he'll be. Maybe he'll be in the fridge when you open it. Maybe he'll be in the bathroom when you go to use it.
The Elf on the Shelf is one of the best things. And don't forget all the funny videos that people do with them out there.
It is creepy.
Let me make a reminder here.
Never
mention Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah, trust me.
I would rather have the Minch on the bench.
I'm making my own list now.
By the way, the Minch on the bench is one of the greatest creations
ever.
Stop
it.
What?
I love the Minch on the bench.
I'm making a list now for the missus. Not to say when the missus is on the show.
Did you ever get it for your friend?
No, I never did.
Oh my gosh.
We got to do that.
I love Minch on the bench.
Also, but there's Angry Birds Red. K carrying an egg. That's new. I don't remember that one. Dino from the movie. They had the dinosaur movie last year. They came out with. They got one. Ice Age's Scrat and his acorn is new.
Got it right.
There and then go. A Trolls. A Trolls one.
Okay.
Is new. I don't remember that one last year.
All right.
Well, the movie just came out.
Yeah. Right. So that's
or it's coming out.
Well, let's go to the last question anyway. Here. This is for the Mister. Who does the Mister hate to see on Thanksgiving? Joe Buck, Phil Simms, or Al Michaels?
Oh, you didn't say the last one.
I'm not saying.
I thought you were.
I don't even know who these people are. Who are they?
I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to do like
somebody in the family. No.
I didn't say that. I said
what?
All right,
Who are these people?
Joe Buck is the announcer for Fox.
You know Joe Buck.
You remember he's always Troy Aikman. He did the World Series.
That's somebody I don't want to hear.
Phil Simms is the CBS announcer. Mm. With Jim Nantz.
I don't know him.
Al Michaels is the one on NBC that every time you hear him, you're like, I feel like I'm listening to you play Madden.
Oh, yeah, because so, it's the guy who's got the Madden voice.
That's the three. Well, he's not on it this year, but, you know, Phil Simms used to play for the Giants, so that goes self-explanatory. I see Joe Buck all the time. I hate to see him anytime.
Are you having an internal debate as you answer?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is so. Can you give me? I don't remember their names. So it's
Joe Buck.
A is Phil Joe
Simms.
Buck.
Phil Simms is B, or C is Al Michaels. Or are we really D, multiple choice?
Or D family. No, I'm just kidding.
Really adding that one in there, aren't you? No. Stop it. Simms?
Yeah, you saw me write the answer now.
Really?
Yeah. It's not my fault. He's not very good at covering how he writes.
Look, here's why.
I will tell you, if you want to know who I don't want to see, Joe Buck.
Yeah, well, here's the reason I didn't
actually,
put Joe Buck.
Actually, I don't care if I see him. I don't want to hear him.
Here's the reason I didn't put Joe Buck. All right, first of all, he's with Troy Aikman, so I can give him a little bit of that. But I see Joe Buck year-round. I see him. I'm so immune to seeing him football, baseball, or anything else. You get used to him after a while.
Don't do
yes,
it.
Yes, you won.
Don't do it. You don't have to put up there that the missus won.
The missus
wins.
You
already showed it.
The missus wins.
Nothing.
Shocking.
Actually, no. You only won by two this time. So
there's only five rounds.
I know, but normally you win by
like three. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I just want to point out that I am now. So, how many weeks have I been champion? I'm the longest reigning champion.
Going back to my
answer, the Mr. and Mrs. Game Show in the history of the Mr. and Mrs. Game Show.
That's the reason the game show's stopping after this week.
Your champion.
As your champion, what?
As your champion,
all right,
I've got some things to say.
All right, can we go back to the show? Can we go back to the show? Because, you know, it's really painful.
First, I demand my entourage be allowed in this room with me on future shows.
You know what I demand?
As the champion, I should be allowed to do that.
You know what I demand? That's all I demand.
He's going back.
All right, you want to play this game? Trust me. No one plays
well,
this game better
than me. Well, I understand why you
me.
Would want to play that song when I'm in the room with you.
Oh, yeah.
And as your champion.
Wow. All right,
as your champion.
Cut the mic. It's done.
All right. I understand, but that's actually not my favorite song to hear about myself.
I'm surprised. I mean, because you gloat better than anybody. Actually, no, not better
she's
than
gloating
not
very well.
Not better than Steven.
No, she kind of takes the cake on gloating over here. I'm not doing well. That's way better than I do.
Well, that's because it rubs off, you know.
And what I'd really like, Summit family, what I'd really like to offer gloaters. To my fans.
Fans? You ain't got no fans. Who tweets you?
Wow.
Who
there's such
you?
Haterade in here.
Haterade?
Haterade? What are you doing?
Listen.
You're just making up words.
Listen, you...
From my own beloved spouse. Such hatred because I am the champion.
The champion
of the game
of what?
Show.
You're a champion of picking questions. Iris, you're fired. By the way.
All right. Let's move on.
You know,
let's move on.
Seriously. All right. Champion of champions.
I need music for...
You need music?
I need my own music.
Oh, I've got music for you. Don't worry.
Okay.
So I got a loser for you. I'll play some music for you. Don't worry.
Oh, let me get a song for you. Now she's mad.
I know. She's going to break out a sweat here.
What? No, she got the gloat for like five minutes over there.
I thought, is Loser, can you put Loser?
No, I don't have that. Okay. All right.
And
so,
I really wouldn't, I don't want to label you that way, honey.
Label who? Oh, label me what? God. Glorious?
Loser. And she just keeps going.
Oh, no,
here.
She's. So anyways, yeah, this is part of the show where I say once again, never poke the bear because the bear will bite you.
The bear just lost.
The bear didn't lose.
Stop poking!
The bear overcomes everything.
Well, as soon as you win,
you know, sometimes move. You
as often
sometimes
as I have,
to be glorious, then you, sometimes to be glorious, you have to go down the summit to come back up.
Now, and I would say,
let me just rename this segment the Smack Talk segment.
You know, and the last
this
time
is
I
the
checked,
recompense and for me having to watch
the last time
Raw
I checked
and SmackDown and for the past 8 years.
The last time I checked, you know, speaking of going up, down the summit, up the summit, you know. It is a bigger ride than Space Mountain, and you know all about it. So,
oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Okay,
right.
Social media question of the week, please.
Anyway.
Stop.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, that's what you said.
So, a social media question of the week. We had a social media question last time. Do you remember the social media question?
No, not really. I was kind of having fun to smack talk. You know,
anyways,
if you want to smack talk with me, that is fine.
My mother listens to this show.
I know. She might not anymore.
All right.
My mother
anyways, social media question of the week. Let me do this.
All right. The last question of the week was a couple weeks ago.
I'm mad at her. She started this.
Hey,
you started this.
It's going to happen.
Because I can't control him, okay?
There's no one to control me, trust me.
I can.
You poke the bear, he's going to roar, okay? He roared.
Katy Perry wrote that song about me. I'm just letting
gosh,
you know.
Stop it.
Wow.
What? I'm just telling the truth.
What was the question?
What happens when the summit roars? That's what it says.
No.
What was the social media question?
Oh, social media question a couple weeks ago. What is a hobby you and your spouse like to do together?
Oh, the hobby question.
Yes.
Yes.
I had one couple send me a tweet from DLB. That's their Twitter handle,
yeah.
DLB. They sent me to... And it said they'd love to go painting together.
Painting?
Oh, like couples painting
couples
like we
painting.
Did?
Yes.
We have a couples. We have a couples
and
painting.
It's the best sunrise you ever see in your life. It is from the top of the summit, so you see great view of it. Yes, she did it.
You did this.
You did. Oh, I did what?
The
round you up. Now he's gloating about his painting.
So
about
we,
sunrise.
But we each did half
okay.
of a bigger painting, and okay. So there's two canvases, and they hang together in our bedroom.
Wow, that's kind of
cool. Beautiful.
But you do understand when I got done, he said that was the best painting he's ever seen in his life.
So it was a woman.
Oh, where she
did our thing and. And how
I
remember it is, hey, honey, can you fix this?
I never had recollection of that happening.
Recollection?
Can you fix this?
Oh, I fix everything. Don't worry.
Okay.
The best part about painting together
was
is you can
wine.
Bring wine.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
You bring wine.
The sippy, cup, the sippy cups wine was great. That was great.
Sippy
where
cup
is my
wine.
Where is my wine? So they sell a tumbler, like one of those plastic tumblers with a lid that has a wine cup in it. Where is that anyway?
Let me dig it out. Find it.
Because that seems like something I should be using.
Oh, absolutely. No, you should use that everywhere. As a matter of fact, you should do it before the show. It would be even better.
Champion glass.
You know, I was going to mention that as the champion, I should have a green room.
You should have a green
room.
And
in my green
room. Oh, we have a green
room. We have a green room.
We have a green room.
It needs to be stocked.
If you go to the left, you go to the right out here, there's a bathroom.
Whiskey,
and it
wine.
Says a little, it says women's. That's where your thaw's at.
That's the green room.
That's my green room.
Is that what you
that's
were getting at there?
You see, now, in my case, I have my own office. I have my own assistant. You know, Iris brought some coffee today.
You just fired her.
Yeah, earlier today. Before I fired her now. Because earlier today, she brought me cheese plate. She brought me
you
some
You know
wine.
Why this works?
She's great.
I just want you both to know. You know why this works? because he's over here talking something, forgets what he says, and she has to remind him what he said.
Oh, no,
that's
I remember.
Why this works.
I remember.
That's why this works.
I still have it. I mean, you know, we're talking about, you know,
hobbies. Did anybody
hobbies.
Else answer?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. We did.
So who else?
We also had one from Chris B.
Okay.
Chris P. Or Chris B. Sorry, Chris B. Chris P.
I get it. Mitchell. Stop it. just tell me.
Well, I didn't say Chrissy Bacon. Anyway.
Stop. Stop. Just answer the
what
question.
What was her
said,
answer?
I'm trying to tell you. Can you stop interrupting me? Because I'm glorious. I'll go, listen, Chuck Norris didn't beat me. I beat him. Anyway.
You started this. I'm sorry. You can't look at me for help. You opened,
no,
you opened the door.
You opened Pandora's box. Anyway. Chris said that he and his spouse enjoyed basketball games as their hobby.
Enjoy
going
basketball.
To basketball games, yeah. Or playing basketball one-on-one?
Going basketball games.
Okay.
That'd be kind of cool. Their hobby. Playing basketball one-on-one. That's very competitive.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, we had another one from Tevin Coleman, Twitter handle. He actually sent one out. What? He actually, another hobby of theirs is wood shaping.
What?
Like boats. Like boats. And like.
Time out. Time out.
Like whittling?
Yeah.
Like whittling? Yeah, or yeah, wood, yeah. What is. That's yeah. Not the thing as wood shaping. That's not what you call it. Honey, I'm going to go do wood shaping. I'll be back in an hour.
No. Dude, that's what they tweeted.
It's honey, I'll
so
go
they,
whittle.
So basically they build holes of boats and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a cool hobby.
Whittling.
Whatever.
Ain't well,
my
no,
fault.
Whittling's done something different, but I
see,
get what they're saying.
That's the reason I fired Iris, because she sent me this message of what they did, and that's what she gave me. Iris, you got to do a better job.
She's fired. So she's not going to be doing a better
she's
job
an intern
for you.
Anyway.
He's giving encouragement. Anyways.
Good luck on your next job.
Social media question of the week. This time for our Thanksgiving show.
It is.
What?
Oh, good.
Oh, you want to do it?
Well, no, you got it,
okay.
I guess.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Absolutely. You know, is it ham?
Yeah, I was about to say, we
is
already
it
know.
Pie?
Sweet potato casserole.
Is
potato.
It green bean casserole?
Mine has always been mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Just no gravy.
Like, so right. Do you oh. Like it when they're made with like butter
yeah.
And sour cream?
Yeah. You like it with butter, sour cream, and everything, right?
I like it butter and sour cream and milk.
What about
or butter
gravy?
Is just sour or butter and milk, not
you,
sour cream, really.
Do you
just
like
a little bit? It helps make it creamy.
Yeah, sour cream is really good. Do you like
embrace the goo?
Do you like goo? I mean, do you like gravy on it?
No, I don't.
No,
I just
butter.
Like
gravy, huh?
Plain mashed potatoes.
So. All right. So you like it hand mashed or mixer mashed or, you know,
hand mashed is good.
Another I've thing I really enjoy on Thanksgiving for one of my foods is my sister usually will make it. I don't know if she'll make it this year. She'll get cauliflower mm-hmm. And put cheese all over it. And it's like, and she'll bake it. So it's a baked
cauliflower and cheese
dish that she made. And it's really good usually.
That probably would taste really good because cauliflower.
I like his clarifier, usually.
No, I mean, when she makes it.
As a matter of fact, I'm
going to
text her and say,
no, I
James
like
says
it.
You usually make good cauliflower.
No, she always makes good, but when she usually makes it is what I meant.
Like she said, embrace the goo over here. Yeah,
embrace the goo.
Anyway.
The more goo you put on it, the better.
Gosh. Is that your new slogan now? Embrace the goo?
No, it's I'm
hashtag embrace the goo. What? Oh my gosh, we don't still go with this. Guess who
I
you
am,
get go home
I
with
I am
champ?
The MMS champion.
You're the MMS champion?
The Mr. and Mrs. Show champion.
MMS champion. Yeah. 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 It's more like the PMS champion.
Wow. All right. Oh, so for all of you listening.
Anyways, that does it here for the show.
Let's hope that the Mister's back next time.
Oh, I'll be back. I mean, first of all, you know, is me.
Well,
is
thanks for the show. Glorious. See you next time. Never.
Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. You better watch it, executive producer.
Executive. Ooh, anyway. Promotion.
You just got a promotion today, too.
Well, our intern got fired today, so I had to fill it in with something.
The intern really? was the executive producer?
Listen, I am only working with a bunch of goo, so I got to embrace it.
All right, well, hey, from the Mr. and Mrs. Show, we want to make sure everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. We'll
happy
see you guys. Please be safe out there. We'll see you next time here on the show. Make sure you can check us out, the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com, the Mr. and Mrs. Show at Twitter and Facebook, and check us out on Spreaker, Stitcher, and iTunes. See you next time. Happy Thanksgiving. You make me feel like I've been locked out of hell.